little grace for those 2 minutes that Elder Foster didn't. Oh, I can't get that. Okay, amen. Praise God, praise God. I have the, I was trying to get it. I can't. That's just my flesh. I'm sorry about that, y'all. But all right. So my scripture is the fifth word, and it's coming from John, the 19th chapter, the 28th verse, and we're going to push it to the 29th. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. Estoy sediento. Estoy sediento. A jar of wine and vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it and put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it up to Jesus' lips. Father God, we just come right now to ask you to place me behind the cross so that the people don't see me, but they see the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I didn't have a particular subject, but it came to me through the worship, and I had a subject saying, I am, and I'm adding the word victory. I am victory. I am victory. The hour has come. The one who said, I am the light of the world, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Darkness is now upon the face of the earth on Calvary, the place called Golgotha, the skull. This is the word of God which became flesh, made its dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now on Calvary, this is the culmination of the ministry of Christ. His earthly life began in a lowly manger. His ministry began in a wedding at Cana. And now, here it is, the final battle on the hill, life versus death. In this corner, we have death, the wages of sin, evilness, wickedness. And on the other corner, we have Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and love. Keep love in your mind for a minute. Oh, this is going to be a battle of all time because there's a lot at stake. Life or death? Who is going to get the victory? Come on, somebody. We know where the story goes because we know what happens, but let me tell you how we get there. So the one who said, I'm the bread of life, who comes to me shall not hunger, is about to be swallowed up. The one whose flesh is now being put under subjection to do the will of the Father. Remember John 17, 1 and 5. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son that your Son may also glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, and he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So, if you notice the thing about a battle, usually a battle is a home team and there's a away team, and they say that the home team has the advantage. But in this case, Jesus was sent from a different place. He's from above, we're from below. So automatically, while the enemy continues to challenge us and fight us and destroy us, we have this seemingly lost situation on the cross. If anyone knows anything about crucifixion, it is the most horrible way of torture, the worst way of capital punishment. What happens is the carbon dioxide begins to get in your blood system, and it causes the heart to beat faster. So he's losing his breath. He's actually suffocating. And being on the cross causes his body to be bent in a way that he's losing air and can't breathe, but he's losing his breath, and he's dying a horrible death. Now, it is a miracle that, first of all, while he's going and dealing with his suffering, he first says a prayer, prays for those who forgive him, right? Then he comes back then, and he talks about taking care of his mother. Then he comes over there and he talks about the thief and he's saving someone on the cross. Why in his suffering? Like, can you say that? While you're suffering and going through, can you still do what God's called you to do? Because right now then he says, even taking care of his mother. Now get this, there's a shift. Now he talks about himself. I am thirsty. What is he saying right here? I am thirsty. That means now that he's longing for something to get back to the Father. You see, he's not from this place. When you're not from the place that you're unfamiliar to, it feels good to go home. See, it's about to be a family reunion in heaven. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost about to have a holy... Come on, somebody. You know how it is when you go home? When you go home to where you belong? Amen, somebody. He's about to go home to a family reunion. Come on, somebody. So listen, the Gospel of Mark, now here's the distinction. Know your Bible. In Mark and Matthew, there are two instances where Jesus is offered wine and myrrh. Now, it's considered to be a narcotic. So let me tell you, first of all, Jesus didn't do drugs, so he said no. Come on, somebody. No Advil? You know what? He had to just, right, tell me. No, but they say he said no. So in the end, we have to understand that sometimes you have to go through your pain and suffering as a good soldier. That he's called us to be faithful. And you have the victory because he said that I am the victory. He is the victory because he went to the cross on Calvary and he decided, you know what? I have all power and authority in my hand. I could have just brought myself down. He was still breathing, but he wasn't done yet. But he thirsted to be home with the Father. He thirsted for our salvation. He thirsted for that we would be righteous. He thirsted that we would love him. He thirsted for our love of him because he first loved us. Do you love the Lord? Do you really love the Lord? Are you willing to do what he said do? Do you have the victory? Do you have the victory? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness, and against the spiritual witness in heavenly places. He came to defeat the works of the enemy. So you know when you're boxing, you get knocked out, right? He's knocked out, but you know what happened on Sunday morning. He rose up with all power in his hand. They said he thought he was done, but Jesus got up from the glory, and he said, Father, here I am. I have defeated the enemy now, because now we have the victory. I am victory because Jesus won the battle. Amen.